You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As many of you know, do a morning show on The Edge in Washington, D.C., and I'm up very early, and I'm in my car at about 4:25 in the morning, driving to work, and I listen to the news station just to get a headline and then get off it as soon as I can, because it really is a suck-ass radio station. I have to be honest with you, and it's just filled with nerds and men with zits, and I don't like to linger there. So I hear the headlines, and I stopped as soon as I heard one headline today, and I was almost going to pick up the phone and make a phone call to my pal Rob when I found out
something about the economy, or
no, more important.
Really?
Jerry Lewis has been axed.
Ooh.
Exits.
Ouch.
Bumped.
Ooh.
Canned. Terminated as the chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
National chairman, Mike.
Whoa.
The national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy
they
Association.
CBS'd him.
And will not be hosting this year's telethon, which was going to be his swan song. He was going to retire
not
this
even
year.
Going right. to appear on it.
Not even going to appear. We bring in Chief Jerry Lewis correspondent, Mr. Rob Spiewak, who I know, and that's the person I was going to call, because they dropped this, Rob, at that particular hour to...
Mike, the press release broke at, I think, about 9 p.m. Eastern on a Wednesday night.
Oh, it was the night before, so
they're hoping to bury it in a news cycle, obviously.
Let's bury that.
So that's why it got into the regular news this morning, cracked
on. The thing that is so sad about it is that it marks
so many things.
The...
How serious he is.
He is.
You know what?
I'm sorry. Do you want me to stop the music?
No, I'm fine. It doesn't help nor hurt.
Okay, there we go.
It marks the end.
Hey!
Better, but still not right.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Oscar.
Okay.
Okay.
Something more appropriate, perhaps.
Jerry O. Lewis.
That's better. That's better.
Although, you know, Jerry would love all of these racially driven
he always
music beds.
Of course. Jerry
Play
L.
something
Lewis.
Chinese so he could put in big fake teeth.
The Nutty Professor.
It makes me think of the movie Hardly Working when he worked at a teppanyaki steakhouse.
What happened?
It's a little...
Have you done any research? Because I know you've read everything there is to read about
it. It's shrouded in haze, Mike.
Mm-hmm. He pissed them off. Is that the...
That's what I'm reading between the lines.
Well, wasn't he a jerk anyways?
Well, he's been, for lack of a better word, an embarrassment.
Yeah.
For about 5 years. But that can't undo the good he has done.
Well,
however...
Yes.
They haven't found a cure.
You have to balance that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to balance that with... how he did it.
Right.
But he has had many more awkward moments
lately
than great moments.
Do you believe that the fear of that the association was terminated because they are worried about what he would do on the telethon?
I do. And I think that they're scared of him as a person.
Right.
I do. I think they really are, because if you give him 21 hours to talk,
yes.
You're going to get something that you don't want. Now, this year, the plan was...
Hitler!
Yeah,
Hitler!
Yeah, a lot
of
that.
At the end of the last telethon, which was really not his shining moment.
Right.
They announced that they're going to reinvent the telethon, and that this Labor Day is going to be 6 hours.
And that was because...
2 weeks!
That was because of Jerry.
Yeah.
Right? They knocked that down because it's the stamina issue, and it's also, it's not what it used to be.
Well, he really only does about 5 or 6 hours anymore.
Anyway, yeah.
But so they're going to go from 21 and a half to 6 hours. It's going to be prime time.
Right.
They want it to be, I think, like a hurricane telethon. And one of those deals. We actually see George Clooney sitting at the phone. That's what they want.
They're not going to be announcing. They are not going to be naming. There will not be another national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
No, there's no replacement named. They thanked him for his association.
You can hear Tony Orlando pounding on his kitchen table.
Oh, he is pissed.
He was the heir.
Oh,
he always thought he was the
Absolutely.
Heir.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is he still going to host the one in France?
No, there's nothing in France. That's not appropriate.
I apologize. Oh.
You know, it's frustrating because, I mean, Tony Orlando was sitting there for all those years waiting.
He did all 20 hours at WOR
in
New York.
I'm sure that he thought that once Jerry was out of there, you know, that he would move into the spot. It's almost like, say, you're doing a morning radio show, and, you know, the company tells you for decades that you're going to replace the superstar that's in there.
Right.
And then
right.
when the time comes, they replace him with four less talented guys.
I understand. Yeah. It must be something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
And it was earlier this week, they're promoting a documentary called The Wild Insanity or Jerry Lewis or something like that. It's going to air on the Encore station.
Oh, that should be interesting.
And I'm excited because there's nothing better than Jerry being allowed to be Jerry.
Being the serious Jerry, which Dennis Miller said to me one time, is the funny Jerry.
So
the funny Jerry is not the funny Jerry, the serious Jerry.
They asked him about what was going on with the telethon before this announcement was made, and he answered with a curt, none of your business.
Yeah, I know, because he's mad.
Of course. So he already
something
knows.
Something bad has happened.
Very cranky. I'm sorry to cut you off, Mark. Well, I don't understand why you wouldn't let him have a swan song.
That's
to
the
say
thing,
goodbye.
And I think they're scared.
He can't be trusted.
He can't be trusted. I think it would be ugly.
He is. Listen, this is the sound
He's
effect I use.
He's going to come out and do something horrendous anyway.
Right.
They just don't want him to do
not
it
on their watch.
Not on their air.
This is the sound I would use for Jerry right now. It's meh.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Andy Rooney when asked by you if he'd like to come over and
would you like
and
to have
do a
few
guest
words?
Spot. And he said, too many.
Yeah. Right.
And just kept walking.
Well, it's
like old man. I'm going to be an old man like that. I know
Jerry is an old man, and he has been cranky and crotchety since he was a young man.
Right.
He is so driven by hate and jealousy.
Right.
That's really what has allowed. I think that's why he was more successful after the split up from Dean.
Right.
I think he tried harder because he has a grudge.
Yeah, he's carrying a big old chip on his shoulder.
That's right.
The thing about Jerry, though, what he said about TV was great. You know, you get $1.6 million to put on a variety show.
Right.
And when you can pay $62,000 to have a fat lady lose weight.
Yeah.
And call it reality. He's absolutely right about
that.
He
is. There's, and that's the thing. He's smart. It's just he's not using his smartness for the power of good.
Right.
When I covered his press conference, I think in 96 or 7 for Damn Yankees, he said a quote to me because I had a great moment with him when I realized he was just going to be Jerry. I started asking him questions to make him be more Jerry.
Oh, I remember. It was brilliant.
And
was
he said, film is art. Theater is life. Television is furniture.
And if he'd turn that for the good. And then at that point, Rob said, hey, I like TV. Suck my d-.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You could have a problem?
No, there's no problem here. I was just hoping you might give me some insight into the evolution of the market economy in the southern colonies. My contention is that prior to the Revolutionary War, the economic modalities, especially in the southern colonies, could most aptly be characterized as agrarian pre-capital.
All right, of course that's your contention. You're a first-year grad student. You just got finished reading some Marxian historian, Pete Garrison probably. You're going to be convinced of that till next month when you get to James Lemon. Then you're going to be talking about how the economies of Virginia and Pennsylvania were entrepreneurial and capitalist way back in 1740. That's going to last until next year. You're going to be in here regurgitating Gordon Wood, talking about, you know, the pre-revolutionary utopia and the capital-forming effects of military mobilization.
As a matter of fact, I won't, because Wood drastically underestimates the impact
Wood drastically underestimates the impact of social distinctions predicated upon wealth, especially inherited wealth. You got that from Vickers. Work in Essex County, page 98, right? Yeah, I read that too. Were you going to plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter? Or do you, is that your thing? You come into a bar, you read some obscure passage, and then pretend you pawn it off as your own? Is your own idea just to impress some girls? Embarrass my friend?
My boy's wicked smart.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank
with Ross Bewack
and Oscar Santana.
And now, here's Mike!
Thank you, ladies!
And gentlemen.
And gentlemen. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
Yay.
This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, August 4, 2011, and we are over $8 million listeners.
Right. Oh, yeah.
8 million downloads and still growing. Sorry, I was getting my computer.
Let's go to the tote board.
Our show today is brought to you
relax.
Tiffany
by iConfidential.com, Jerry.
Not cool.
Your lockbox in the sky. Now have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share your files, pictures, and music from any mobile device with iConfidential. From tax records to medical records to wills, passports, store them safely and grab them anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage. With $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is safe, easy, and convenient. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. Sweet. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website, and we thank them for their sponsorship. It is a lot of fun to play with that particular website. I love it.
You know what I did last night, Mike?
What'd you do?
When I got pulled over and I dropped Officer Jerky's name.
Yes.
That got me off. If you've been following the show, you know what went down.
That was earlier in the week. We had that story.
I didn't have my insurance information in there. Uh-uh. And I realized I the only place I could probably have it and I should store it, which I did last night, I scanned both insurance pages for or the little receipts they give you.
Right, yeah, the little card.
Into my iConfidential file, and now I have it on my phone.
Now, I have a question. Does that count? I know it's easy for access and the numbers and all
that.
Yes. But if you get pulled over, can you take your phone and show the card?
This is the thing. It's really all that matters is the number. They're not going to do anything.
Right.
So what I
How cool is that?
That's proof of insurance.
What I didn't think about when I got pulled over, I was like, oh, this sucks, because how many times have you been somewhere you're like, I can't find my insurance information?
Right. Right. And I what I would like to add to that is, speaking of iConfidential, imagine if you will.
I will.
Suddenly, if you will.
I will.
You will.
I will.
He always does.
If I don't do it, people yell at me on Facebook.
Oh. Well, then.
That's
because I say it a lot?
No, Oscar, it's actually, it might be the first time you've ever said it.
Imagine. You're filling out forms. How many times have you been sitting there? It might be a DMV. It might be you're at a car dealership. It might be you're doing some title work for a vehicle. And in your hand, you have your little smartphone.
Right.
And everything, because of iConfidential, every number you could possibly require, you have already scanned into their system, and it's there to be retrieved at your leisure.
Yeah.
Right. I can't think of anything more luxurious than that.
I had to rent a car today because my wife's car is finally going to get fixed.
Good.
You remember that accident.
Right.
And they asked me, do you have your registration? And anytime somebody asks me that, I panic because I don't know exactly where
you gotta
I left
hunt for
it last. And you got to hunt for it.
Yeah, that little piece of paper in your glove compartment, or maybe in your center console, or maybe down where you keep everything else, all the drugs.
You can not only show it, but you can print it, or you can share it. You can give somebody else access to that document.
I got to get me a scanner, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Mike, here's what I did afterwards.
Your mom can get him one, I'm sure. She had like a dozen of them.
In the basement. Yeah.
I remembered iConfidential after the fact.
Yes.
And there is an app on your phone that you can take pictures, and it creates the document or whatever you're taking a picture of into a scan. It actually scans
your phone is a scan
and enhances it. And I did that. And
that
now
actually
it's
works.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, check them out.
Kind of waste a lot of money on that all in one printer then.
Yeah. It is.
So go ahead, check them out. iConfidential.com. It's really worth going to that website and experimenting with it, because $7.99 a month, $7.95 a month.
Right.
Just a bargain for all the stuff that they do for you.
Cutting it.
Before we, yes, go
Mike,
ahead.
I was going to say, the Jerry Lewis conversation.
Yes.
I had one thing I wanted to add.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I got a request on Facebook from a listener who has created a Facebook group.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
And the group is called Elect Rob Spiewak as the Replacement for Jerry Lewis on the MDA Telethon.
I had nothing to do with this, but when I saw it, I said, ladies and gentlemen, please,
there are
lend a hand.
131 people so far.
Uh-huh.
A groundswell.
Okay, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
And nobody would be better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's got to clean himself up.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's got. You'd have to lose the hair. You'd have to lose the hair, and you'd have to
dress
better.
I would donate it in the name of Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Lots from MDA.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Steal the thing from the Cancer Society.
Exactly. And they're not. They've not done anything for me lately.
Once they cured your son, what the hell?
Yeah,
what have they
what?
Really done for
You're
you?
You're my rearview mirror.
Eat my dust.
And Rob is planning on cleaning up, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He this fall, he's going to start Weight Not.
Oh,
yeah, that's huge. That's a big. That's
we're
big
shooting
news.
For September 1st if we can make it happen.
Boy, we're just going to have a skinny little Christmas party. Aren't
you know what? The room is going to seem so much bigger.
That's going
to
be a
Mike,
lot of fun.
I plan to put on 50 or 60 pounds.
Buzz, we have to have balance on the show.
That's right.
Exactly. We truly do. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oscar, on the, more donuts.
On the program today, we're going to get right to our final countdown to Boston because we want to sing it from the highest mountaintop. And right now, I am not pleased. I am not pleased, not pleased, not pleased with my numbers on the. I know that those websites don't reflect the number of people that are going to come to these things.
RSVPs.
But I don't. But I want people to RSVP, and I want them to do it tonight. Period. End of story. Anyway, next, everybody's vacation. We're going to go around the room and find out where everybody's going, what they're doing, what their plans are. Some people get two vacations back to back. Anyway,
well, Mike, actually, Iowa was a working vacation.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about him.
Not me, right? But
he
I
just
will
had
be,
a week
I
at
just,
the beach.
I just hate when he gets attention.
No, but see, I'll be home, and I'm going to be doing a lot of business stuff over the course of the week while you guys are gone.
I'll be working.
If you're coming here, you make sure you let Carla know because her granddaddy. Is our house sitter.
With his killer dog?
And I just would be honest with you, you don't want to walk into this home.
Yes.
You know? Hey, I'm Mark Ronick. Oh, my God.
That is an excellent impression.
It's going to sound just like that.
Mark has a very busy weekend plan. First, he has to sort the quarters by state and by year.
That's going to be fun.
And then he's going to make all the money.
Now, I'm
going to
sneeze. Hold on.
Bless you, Mike.
I just sneezed and farted at the same time.
Was
the fart a result of the sneeze?
Yes, the fart was
a result
of the sneeze.
Because if you could have timed that as a way to hide the fart, you're like the Kreskin of flatulence.
I've done that before.
Oh, sure.
I've done a big throat clear while I go.
He cleared his throat for 14 seconds.
And I'm such a talented mimic. I'm such a talented mimic that I can actually recreate the way that would have gone.
Okay, please. So the timing wasn't exact.
Thank you very much. Also, I wrote down and I did my show prep yesterday at 5:38 p.m.
Dateline.
And I wrote Oscar's connections.
Ooh.
I think I'm probably talking about Oscar's love connections. That's what I mean.
Maybe.
Based on that picture of the Facebook woman.
But he is connected.
And it makes him uncomfortable, so I have to pursue it.
He is very connected. He's got it. You know what? Oscar's the person that he's, I've got a guy for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a guy.
He's a networker, if he's anything. Yeah. He's an ultimate networker.
Busy.
And hurricane time. Anything about the hurricane? Do we have a hurricane? Are we going to have to deal with a hurricane this coming week?
Not yet. It's more as we get it toward late August and into September that is really the height of the hurricane season. We're starting to hear about little tropical storms here
and
there.
So that thing that's coming up the Florida coast, we don't have to worry
about?
Yeah,
they're saying that that's actually going to go just to the west of us, but so we'll probably be missed.
And this is how it starts. We'll get a couple of those.
Just to the west of us?
Yeah, so it's going
to
come up the coast.
So they're going to have like a hurricane in Ohio?
Just to the east of us. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's coming up the coast and it's going to go west.
You know, I got a news director over here that doesn't know there's even a hurricane out there, and I got you over here that doesn't know east from west. What the hell am I going to do?
No, I'm aware of it, but this is how it starts. It starts with smaller ones, the ones that spin away from us.
Talking about the one that's coming up the coast. Right. That's the one I want to
miss us.
Nothing to worry about.
What's the name of it, if you know about it?
I've forgotten.
I don't know. Remember.
Is it not Hurricane Dawn?
I don't know either. Because it's of no concern.
It's Hurricane Dawn, isn't it?
I think it's Tropical Storm Dawn.
Tropical Storm
Dawn. There was one. I thought that one
Hurricane Dawn.
I thought that one petered out.
Significant to this show?
Yeah.
It's the hurricane with the name of the guy we all worked with.
And you know what? He also headed west.
Headed west, they'd say. Let me see if we can get the name of it so we can know. Because now
I thought Don had actually petered out and we were tracking another one now.
Who's Peter?
But because neither one of them were of any threat, I'm not paying any attention to them.
I'm confused.
I bet I can do it quicker than
you. Is anything going to be on the eastern shore of Virginia like about Saturday? That's what I want to know.
Oh, is that where you're going?
I have the coolest app. And I'm not, they're not paying
Google
me to
Maps?
Say this.
All right.
This is actually called the Weather Channel Max. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the Weather Channel Max
app? I have it.
Yes, I have that.
Oh, my. Do you have that?
Yeah.
It's so very cool. Hey, okay, I know I'm new to the converter, you dicks. All right, hold on.
I've got the coolest app.
Some compassion, please.
What's wrong with me saying I got a cool app? I like my weather app.
Because
you're just behind.
They're so obvious.
You're concerned about Emily, I think. Dawn has already passed away, as it were.
My iPad has a camera.
Well, that's not. Now,
no, the storm. The tropical storm. Tropical storm Dawn has passed away.
Because incidentally, I hear that all the time, too.
I know. No, the tropical storm. That's what we're talking about.
That's not good. RJ, what were you going to say?
You already answered it. It's a tropical storm. It's no hurricane.
Yeah, it's Emily. That's what I'm saying. It's
so,
nothing.
So Emily is what the, what's her, Emily. Emily. Mm-hmm. Emily. So Emily. That's coming up there.
While we're all over the place.
That's why we're not paying
attention. May I plug that there's.
Is that a commentary on my organizational skills, you Bolivian bastard?
A brand new Tech 411 waiting for you on iTunes right now.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's we did it last night.
So is that an app too?
A little bonus. A little bonus for you. Usually the 30 minutes. It's almost an hour long. So we took a week off, but we're back. Enjoy.
That's good. I
what topics do you encounter?
We talked about Spotify, which I think you'll love.
Oh, what is I it love called? It. It's great.
It's a music service that
Spotify.
Yes, or Spotify. I'm sorry, Spotify.
Spotify.
Yes, I always mix those two up. Spotify. Spotify. And it's a music service that you would love, actually.
How does it do?
Basically, it's the Netflix for music.
Oh, we're cool.
You can pull any type of song you'd like, and it's right there. And right now, it's absolutely free. I'll send you an invitation.
I would like that.
Yes,
I'd like to be invited.
I can't get the. I've got on my IMAX. I'm sorry, my Weather Channel Max. I got Maps, mm-hmm. Local, Video, Severe, mm-hmm. Social, and on TV.
And there's mm-hmm. one more there. It's Jim Cantore's Kitchen.
Jim Cantore's Mama's Kitchen.
Oh, that's right. Mama Cantore.
Make sure you get it right.
That's right.
Make sure you get it right. All right, severe. Here I got no mm-hmm. active alert.
So everybody's
right.
going
it's,
on
it's
vacation.
It's a non-story. It's you.
Except for Mark.
All right, I know it's a non. God, Mister, cover your ass.
No,
yes, it's a non-story.
It's Emily, Port-au-Prince, Haiti. They're having some flooding in Haiti because yes. of
oh,
Emily.
Man, that's,
the only thing that's
all
going
I know
on right now.
Is this morning. All I look at is a monitor. I don't
right.
hear the audio.
Right.
And I see this thang going on, and mm-hmm. they've got it. You know,
the
Monday,
trajectory.
Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. going up the coast.
RJ is going to be vacationing in Haiti.
Can I see your iPad?
I hope everything's all right.
This needs an internet connection.
May I see your iPad? I'll fix it for you.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to fix it for you.
He's got a guy.
I swear to you. Thank
you. He knows a guy.
So you're going on vacation, and everybody else is as well.
Oh, he's taking it from Mike.
Oh.
He's removed
this
it.
This is distracting you. You're uh-oh. Focused
he removed
on
it, and he tucked it.
I'm doing this.
I through. Have everything in there in the inner government,
I know.
Though.
I know. I heard what you just said.
I was just trying to get my weather.
Forget the weather.
Show Buzz that I'm prepared.
You're right. He's wrong. He will never cop to it.
He never will. He never.
You, I am.
Hey,
like,
hey.
And I'm sick of that. Okay, seriously.
Whoa, easy.
All right, you easy.
Oh, wow. You easy.
Jesus.
Wow. Oh my God, that guy was a real moment.
Even
of
when you're wrong, though, you never cop to it.
That's not true. And there's an example of it right there.
We need a vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. How about effective tomorrow?
Yes.
Let's take a week.
I think, you know what, Rob? Let's take a week and a day.
All right.
Okay. Oh, okay. Better.
Let's
better.
Do that.
Okay.
Let's do that. Last show today.
I think.
But hold
fair.
On. After this, let's. If everyone's cool, if you have a moment, let's do this show mm-hmm. and a bonus show.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll take vacation.
That's a wonderful idea.
Very okay. good.
That's terrific. On the bonus show that we will hear tomorrow,
right.
ladies Mañana. And gentlemen, it is The Pyramid. We are playing
yes.
The Pyramid, mm-hmm. and we're going to need phone calls for that, correct?
Yeah, well, Rob had a good idea. We're going to have people call in, pick a team that they want to cheer for, and if that team wins, they will win a sucky prize.
What's yay. Really great is that nice. Between Mike, Oscar, Buzz, myself, and RJ, we'll all get a chance to partner up with each other.
Okay.
Because just like on Pyramid, the partners will switch.
That's right.
So the magic will be, Mike, at one point, you and I will actually, maybe for the first time ever, play on the same team.
We will not be competing against
no,
each other.
It's no, it's going to really be a wacky dynamic.
And based on
we're
that,
we're going to hate each other for different reasons.
Well, I got to
based
with
on,
Buzz.
That, on that last exchange. I hope Oscar and Buzz can find
it's
some
a,
common
a,
ground.
Awesome.
I think that would be good.
Jesus. Oh, he's really mad.
Before we proceed with our little
describe
vacation,
these things that make a newsman blow up. Things that make a newsman blow up.
Well, it's been a tough week for Buzz. I understand. Anyway, let me see. This comes to, and he might not know why it's been a tough week for you.
That's true.
I'm going to tell you, so you should explain that to him.
Well, the,
you guys. Kiss and make up.
All right. I don't think
he's going to be. That's going to be a hell of a bonus show.
I really, I'm only comfortable when I'm blowing up at someone. Anyway, we've got a couple of pieces of mail that I just wanted to get to briefly before we continue with the show, and I'll squeeze these in before the break. From Alicia, this is subject, I am an idiot.
Oh, this is from yesterday.
She writes, hi guys, thank you so much for announcing my husband's birthday during today's podcast. You can imagine my excitement as you mentioned the upcoming birthday wishes, and then my realization that in my attempt to keep my note brief, since I know how you love super long notes, I completely left off his name.
That's good.
So thanks, guys, for wishing my husband, Josh! A very happy 35th birthday. Thanks for the laughs, Alicia from Germantown.
Very
thank
cool.
you, Alicia. This next one comes to us from Allie Walls. She writes... Or it's a guy.
It's a, no, it's a woman.
No, it's
long
a
time friend of the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hi there, you sexy bitches. Wow.
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
That's a nice way to start. So this is totally self-absorbed, but I'm going to do it, and I don't care. I will be 27 on Saturday, August 13th. And I would love you to forever and a day if you could sing your phenomenal birthday song for me. I've been a listener since I was 17, and I've had the pleasure of meeting you all on different occasions. No other show I've listened to compares to the wit and entertainment of TMOS. I agree.
It's very nice.
Yes.
I will be a lifelong fan no matter what happens. Thank you, boys. Love and kisses from Allie. All right, so it's Allie's birthday. Let's give her, bring that music down, Robin, and we give it a 1, 2, 3 for Allie. Hey, Bob.
Allie. To you.
To you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills as we find out where everybody's going for a week. Get me a bucket of water. We'll be right back. RJ leaves the room when it's a wait, not spot.
I thought the same thing.
RJ does not have a clue. That's why he's not a real broadcaster. He's a computer geek.
Didn't he get fired?
RJ got
that
the waiting up program in. He's not going to pay for it. He's lost 63 pounds. I'm talking about RJ Diaz, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? The amazing thing is RJ is here. You just can't see him. That's how skinny he is.
Yes. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. Life-changing is what it is. I almost sounded like that warden in Shawshank Redemption.
And a little like Yoda.
Unbelievable results are what they are. How would yoga do a weight not spot? Ooh, thin I am. Much weight I have lost. 855-934-4486. Skinny you will be.
Mike, I think it's fair to
nutrition
announce.
Nutrition they teach.
With all due respect to Mark, that yes. There's some early success stories afoot.
Yes,
there
absolutely.
Are. With Mark Ronick and his wife.
Yeah, I'm very glad to hear. Yeah. Mark's wife, who is doing very well on
weight. Very well, yes.
Very, very well.
Yep, 10 pounds.
That's good. Congratulations. We get the testimonials on a weekly basis.
We
truly do here at the station in the living room. We get that all the time because people are losing weight. Rob Spiewak's going to start in September.
Yes.
I know, you know, Rob is, I've witnessed Rob lose a ton of weight. Rob, I'm RJ's done real well.
Yes.
And I've done real well. I just have a prediction. I think you're going to lap us because I know how you are and I know how compulsive you are.
Committed.
And
you're going down, O'Mara.
I just know you're going to pass me. Yeah. I know. And I know you're going to do really, really,
really
well.
Really, I appreciate that, but it's not really for me or for my family. It's for my pallbearers.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, that's a nice thought. Wait Not is the website to go to waitnot.com. 855-934-4486. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Check out Wait Not today and find out what we already know, that you learn how to lose weight in a healthy way and in a rapid way. And man, oh man, I'm so happy for that. And I don't think really I've ever dropped this much weight and done it easily. And,
yeah,
and
it's amazing. You do look great. Yeah. RJ's made a big difference, and we get the testimonials from listeners.
Bottom line, it requires a commitment like any weight loss program. It really, really does. You have to be committed to succeed. But with the results they give you early on this program, you that motivates you to succeed.
Right.
So thanks, RJ, and we won't find out how much weight he's lost. Is there any reason he left the
room? Must have been a phone call for
he's
work.
He's making waffles? Is that right?
He's going to get a donut. All right, back to the show. Let's
Real
go
quick,
around.
Can
yes.
I mention about my porn spamming yesterday?
Yeah, I saw online that you were spammed.
Dirty Bird.
Porn.
What's up
I was,
with you?
And everyone thinks it's because I mentioned the movie Radio Days on my Facebook page. I watched Radio Days. It took a couple days. I watched it when I ate lunch.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe Gibbs.
Hi, Rob.
Mike has his broadcasting glasses on.
How are you? Go ahead.
And you like Radio Days as I do. And
I love Radio
it's
Days.
It's a great Woody Allen movie, but as soon as I put up the word Woody, I get this picture on my Facebook page. Now, I only have the thumbnail because by the time I got to it, it had already been pulled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you can see it's two young ladies, and they're very fond of each other.
Oh, hey now.
And I got about a dozen texts.
Was this on your wall?
Yeah. Someone posted it on my wall, and here's the thing, is that there's two lesbians going at it, and they tag one of the lesbians as me. And so if I'm going to post a picture of lesbian porn, which really isn't my scene, Daddy-O, I'm not going to tag myself as one of them. So it was up for like 20 minutes.
Ooh.
And
but please, if there was two dudes, you'd be okay with it.
That'd be great.
Please, for the novices, and not all of us are Facebook savvy on this list.
Yeah.
Please to explain the tag phenomenon.
Okay, the tag
Mike
phenomenon.
Mike O'Mara was tagged in a photo. What
when
the
a picture
hell does
goes
that
up,
mean?
You can tag the photo, which means you can click on someone's face and write their name and assign their name to that photo. So not
that,
only
can I say something? Yeah. On Facebook, that's a pain in the ass.
Well, you could take that.
I don't like that.
You don't have
you
to
stop
do
people from doing it. Really? In your settings.
I can?
Yes.
Sure.
I'll do that today.
And you can remove tags as well.
You mean I'll do that today for you?
So I did some research.
I can do that. I can go into my settings and do that.
No, no, I would bet you $100, but somehow you'd figure it out because you worked hard enough. I'm but right. I will bet you $20 you can't figure it out by the end of the show.
Oh, well, now we
especially since you're here.
Set up. Well, Rob, I'm just going
to
keep.
Yeah, you hold on to that for evidence.
Right. So,
but the weird, but also now when you do like if you upload like a series of photos, there is facial recognition.
Right.
Now I'm wondering if the app that I have for Facebook on my iPad will be as is easy.
Oh, you
to
might
negotiate.
Have to go. You might have to go to the.
You tell me I won't be able to do it.
I don't think you'll be able to do it on there.
I think you need to go to the big.
Another $20?
No, I can't do it on the iPad.
Okay,
you want that in cash?
Do you think you could do it on the iPad?
Absolutely, because I have.
Ooh.
Are you telling the truth?
Yeah, when we moved it back to the bunker show, I actually made sure that no one could tag me in certain pictures.
Oh, okay. And you did it on an iPad?
I did it on both.
Okay. Where should I go first? My profile?
Well, what I would do if I were you, I'd actually go to Safari and type Facebook.com. And
So you don't do it through the app. You actually go through the app.
I could have actually let you go through all that toil and get upset.
I hate toil.
Or just give you the shortcut.
Right.
Okay. I don't want to.
You'll have plenty of time.
I don't want to play your game.
So what I'm saying here is that if you see a really hot picture of a girl that asked you to click and go through.
Will you do that,
don't
Mark?
Do
I'm
it.
Doing it now.
Because
thank
your
you.
Friend is going to get spammed with porn on their
own site. That sucks. Not cool.
That's terrible.
And you know, the scary thing is that I did get notes from people that said like, wouldn't you know the one time I check your wall with my daughter that's on there?
Oh, it's
like,
no.
You know, that's not cool.
No.
You know, I just, and on a related note, just to the whole porn thing.
Yes.
You know, I go through the entertainment pages.
What about that porn thing?
Yeah. That porn thing. I go
that
through
pornography.
Howie Mandel moving his office into the same offices of Vivid Pictures.
Really?
How weird is that?
That's very
and
Howie,
apparently
though.
Steve, is it Steve Hirsch?
Yeah.
Who is the head of Vivid, gave Howie a tour of the offices.
You know what I would
how
do?
Creepy which is that?
If it's in a high rise, what I would do is make sure they sell razors in the gift shop because there's going to be a lot of shaving.
Well, it's strange because, and I almost feel like that couldn't be true because Howie Mandel is notoriously a germaphobe.
A germaphobe, and that's what they were talking about. You know, he's going to be around all that.
Yeah, he didn't have to touch it. Just
yeah,
look
but there's
at
a,
it.
There's just
oh, there's another. There's
so
another
much
solicitor.
DNA around there. I imagine.
Incidentally, when you have a solicitor call, and I've had 400 in the last 24 hours.
No.
When they call and you say, "Please don't call me at this number again," isn't that supposed to take care of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but you've got different companies calling.
I know. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not an idiot.
Well, I'm saying so. Those,
I know they're saying. I mean, I know I have different companies calling me.
So is it the same company that continues to call?
There is one company that has called me on two separate occasions.
Is it Lone Depot?
No.
That's the
it's
one
American,
that I think is
it's
the
American
funniest.
Bank.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah. Yes. And so,
not Bank of America.
They're American.
Yeah, so that's
a reputable place.
That's the deal right now.
Moon Trust Bank.
So I have to double check that and see if
Trust
I can take care of that.
Trust the Sun Bank.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Phil, I got one from Phil's Bank.
Hey, Mike, you've got a hand coming in here.
Oh, wow. Oh, look at call.
Phone call.
Thank you very much.
Your butler has answered the phone call.
Let's check the call log today and see. Okay, that last one was, okay, that was somebody I know, so that doesn't count. American Bank.
That's the one.
Unavailable. That's another solution.
Of course it is.
American Bank.
Oh, wow.
Unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
American Bank.
That's the, you got to get that.
You should be at least
unavailable.
You should at least be able to get a toaster out of them.
University. Oh, and now I'm back to the original. Okay, so it just gets to be a pain in the ass. It truly does. Vacation. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first because mine is the most boring.
Are you going to the beach with your dad?
Yeah, but then coming back in the middle of next week, going to either King's Dominion or Busch Gardens. That has not yet been chosen. But Jabril and Amina are coming.
Oh yeah, that's you got the Amina factor.
Love tunnel.
Are you going to take her to the beer garden?
Yes, and I'll say, you know, Carrie, since she's a guest, maybe she should sit in the front seat.
Is I'm curious. Oh, here's a curious fact.
Yeah,
you're going down to with Amina, the Jabril's mom.
Jabril's
right?
Mom.
The whole reason you befriended the boy.
That's it.
I am. That is it.
That is it.
Is Carrie going to be coming down to King's Dominion as well?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you know what? Carrie will be on the rides.
She likes the rides.
She loves the rides.
And you'll be sitting quietly with
at
Amina.
The concession.
Yeah, I'll say. You ever seen this roller coaster? It's really great when it goes down.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, Rob.
Howie Mandel just moved his office.
Are you past getting on the rides if Amina's into getting on the rides?
Depends on the ride.
Okay.
It depends. But I can't do a forced perspective ride, and I can't do a spinning ride.
Okay.
I can do fast if I fit.
You're funny.
You are very funny.
So Virginia Beach and some amusement parks.
The Eastern Shore of Virginia. Okay. My dad's place, yeah.
Mr. Santana, where are you headed?
I'm going nowhere.
You're going nowhere?
I'm
going
to put in a full day's of work. For a first time at work.
Oh, at your regular job?
Yes.
Oh, at your day job?
Yes.
Get some plus points built up.
But of course, you and myself and RJ on a Friday night.
Yes.
And I told Oscar, I said this, this is the equivalent of the closest thing you're going to get to a Super Bowl atmosphere in the middle of a season. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the Red Sox and the Yankees and one game separating the teams right now. It cannot get any better.
Great weather.
Are you going to bet any money on it?
Last night, Jacoby Ellsbury, the center fielder for the Red Sox, hits a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. Wow. Let me tell you something. That town right now has just gone from, hey, yeah, we've got the Red Sox. We sell out. We're always excited. Now it just went up a notch. Let me tell you, because Cleveland was a competitive team. They came in, they were very close games, and you've had two nights in a row where the Red Sox have won walk-off games. Both hits by Jacoby Ellsbury. Mm-hmm. This town is ready. I'm ready to go. My adrenaline is pumping.
You should put some money on it. I hear A-Rod is taking all the action he can get.
When he's not at his cocaine-laced poker game.
Oh, those are the best poker games.
He didn't bring the coke.
Buzz, where are you headed?
Also going nowhere.
I'm
going to hang out at Dr. Perry's pool. We're not able to get away. I'd go visit my dad. It's 115 in Wichita.
Yeah.
My wife can't get off work.
Are you at least
so going to
check on your father? When the weather is this hot, you should check on him.
You know, now that you mentioned it, it's been weeks since I've called him.
Wow.
No, it hasn't been that long.
He should be checking on you.
Yeah.
I will check.
91-year-old mother. Yes. I have lost 50 pounds on weight not.
Right.
I had a week last week where I did not lose because I did not adhere to the program the way I should.
Steady.
That's okay. Look, that happens on any weight loss program. I don't care if they get upset. The fact is I have to share that. This is my 91. Talked to her last week.
Right.
Okay. She goes, how's the weight loss coming? Uh-huh. I said, 50 pounds, Mom. 50 pounds. 91. 50 pounds. Uh-huh. Right. Well, that's what you had lost last week.
Sharp as a tack.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
In a pain in the ass way.
Yeah, she's really a ball buster.
Nothing else to do except keep track of this.
She is like.
And she's been after you to lose an ounce.
And you can't lie to your mom.
No, I cannot.
You cannot lie to your mom.
And she's also like, we were going to fly up. I'm flying into Boston about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
RJ is going to be with me.
I
was going to go out to Bedford and just drop in and see her before Saturday morning when we see her again. She goes, you're coming Saturday morning. There's no need for you to come by on Friday. And, I was blogging out the whole afternoon, but now I can go on with what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
I meant to tell you, Mom, I've lost 50 pounds and this phone connection.
If all goes well, I could possibly pick you guys up from the airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't because we're having a rental car anyway. RJ will have a rental car, so you don't have to sweat that. The one other thing that she did was... we were talking about my mother-in-law and the fact that she's the first time that
Carlos... It's funny that when you would bring up your mother-in-law that RJ would come in.
Oh. Thanks for being here for the weight loss thing. That's terrific. You missed that. Yeah. That's normally what we count on you for being here for that. But that's okay. Don't feel guilty.
I'm not guilty.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
You know what? Really,
what's
it's
going
like
on
having
with this
Sybil
show?
In the room.
Everybody is
you
on each other's
You never know what
ass.
You're going to get from him.
I know.
Normally
I know.
It's, well, you know, and this time it's, that isn't guilt.
That is, I'm not guilty.
I'm not mad.
The other one that she said is, I'm talking to my mom. And
look
I said,
behind you, Mike.
And I said, and I'm talking about Carla's mom, Linda, and I'm going to say, hey, this
the meeting
is going to be
of
fun
the moms.
For the first time. Yes. And I talk about, and I said, and Mom, of course, you remember that she's 3 years younger than I am, and you hear my mom on the other side go, oh God,
oh dear, oh dear, oh this is gonna.
She's
be...
like ramped up.
Yeah,
she's gone into this new facility, and I swear to God, it's maybe the social interaction, but she ain't the little grandmotherly.
Well, you know that when you get all of those women together, you don't have a chance.
No, you're screwed.
You really are. You're screwed.
Yeah, then she'll say something that's very old ladyish. Mm-hmm. Where at the place she's at up in Boston, right?
They had a lobster bake.
Yum.
And I said, how was the lobster bake? And she goes, oh, it was great. They were shedders. Shedders in lobster parlance are soft shell lobsters. Oh. They don't
have
the
just
they don't have the hard shells. She goes, thank God they were shedders, of course. Because then she sounds like an old lady because, of course, I really can't handle the hard shells. That's too hard to get to.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, she goes from being...
That was the rheumatoid arthritis.
That's the way she does it with that. But it's funny. I mean, she's doing great in that
facility.
It sounds
like she's braced herself to have fun with the meeting of the moms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm totally looking forward to it. It's long overdue.
Have you organized any contests for them?
What contest?
I don't know. Feats of strength?
No, feats of strength. You're funny. You're a funny guy.
It will help fill, because there might be awkward pauses, and that's the last thing you want when the mom's
She says things to me
wrestling.
Like,
Sudoku?
Do you know that, have I ever told you the story that outside of her place up there, she's got a turkey that visits her
no.
every day? Every morning, a tom turkey, or a female turkey, actually shows up and, oh, no, Rob, I've seen it.
Okay.
I swear to God,
I stand by my original. They're seeing things. Hey, I had enough to drink. I saw the turkey.
You know, peacock. I'm there
he is. What are you doing here, penguin?
Hey, buddy. Did you bring me a jar of olives?
No, she's really seen a turkey. She ran out of bird seed, though, so she doesn't have the turkey anymore. And I asked her if I could get her bird seed. She goes, I don't have any bird seed. The turkey's not. I said, do you want me to bring you some bird seed? No. No,
you
the fall, fall's coming. I'm going to pick some up in the fall.
You have to get some birds.
You're going to grab some anyways.
I don't
probably.
Know.
Get some
I,
at the no. Hudson newsstand no? in the airport.
All right. No, no. $10
jar
some
trail mix.
Drinking buttermilk and getting ready, and we got to pick the joint. We got to pick the restaurant that we got to go to. What time do you boys want to eat on Friday? What time do you want to eat?
What time's the game?
Game is 7 o'clock.
I don't want to be late for the opening pitch.
You know, you're not going to be late if we eat at 5.
You got to do 5.
So we got to be like in the restaurant, in our seats about 5.
And you know what? You will have an easy, you get an easy reservation. Phone ahead that afternoon at that, what is it, Reds on the Waterside or whatever?
Jimmy's Harbor Side.
Jimmy's Harbor Side. That's where
Reds
you
on the water.
Best wings and
I don't diminish and mock your
how
life.
Is that diminishing anything? But I'm the one. You stay out of this. You stay right out of this.
This is how I'm really going to get him.
I said.
Jerry's gone, Rob.
I know.
He's not coming back. He's fired.
I know.
There we are.
Maybe you'll see him at Reds.
All right, so we've got Buzz. Buzz is going nowhere. You're going.
To the beach.
To the beach.
And to try and introduce a third to my bed.
I'm going to. I'm going to Maine, and the forecast up in Maine. Are you interested?
I am.
But it's cool.
For the week that I'm
going
to be
better
up there.
Than here.
20%
than
chance of birdseed.
I'm going to check it right now.
I enjoy the millet.
You know, there's this app on your iPad.
Yeah, I know. It's the
weather app.
You go to,
it's called the Weather Channel Max, and I'm going to check into it right now.
Working.
Oh, there's that little pesky tropical storm on the radar.
Emily?
We've got it there. I can't use this.
No, easy. Relax. It's going to be okay.
What town is it?
I feel pressure.
I'll look it up for you. What town is it?
Why don't you lick my taint?
All right.
Well,
wow.
Hold on just a second. I'm not, going
happy
right
holidays.
Now.
Not before we don't start drinking.
All right, hold on. This is local.
Well, you might need the alcohol after you do the licking.
That is true.
All right, here we go.
And some mouthwash.
It's Christmas.
All right, that's Manassas.
And
we
we're all in misery.
That. Hold on.
Right. You know, there is sort of a Christmas Eve feeling in the room.
It
today.
Is, because it's everyone pumped for vacation.
I'm pumped for Pyramid.
Some,
yeah.
Some
of
I've already taken vacation.
All right, here we go. Hancock, Maine. I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now. That's the radar. That's the local.
Oh, God.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Today, high temperature. Anybody want to guess?
I will. Maine. 81.
69 degrees.
Oh, that's almost chilly.
I was gonna say 67.
Tonight, 58 degrees. Mm-hmm. And then 74, 69, 74. Mid 70, mid to low to mid 70s all week.
What's
never
going to
get above
like?
75. Humidity is pretty wet. It's going to be wet late in the week. It's going to be like 85%.
Wow.
A lot of humidity.
Sure,
isn't that coolness? You know what? That'll make you feel healthy, though.
It's going to be cool and damp, and I actually look forward to it. Bring the rain. I don't care. Fog, rain. Yeah. It's going to be terrific.
You should do some spelunking if you like the cold.
Did you,
and damp.
Oscar, you're more than welcome to come up for a couple of days.
I looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized that you there's no direct flight from there's just no direct flight.
Oh, no. I mean, you're flying in the middle of nowhere. You know, I mean,
so it's you have to take a puddle jumper.
You have to take a puddle jumper to either Bangor or Bar Harbor.
It was just too much work.
Well, bad habit, as we like to say.
Bad habit.
Right. Bert and I come down to the dock about 6 o'clock in the early morning. And I say, Jesus Christ, what an incredible what?
You're wicked smart.
You are wicked smart. How about that? Mark Ronick, where are you going? Anywhere?
Well, I'm not going anywhere except to court for the iPad case.
Ah.
Yeah.
Remember that little story that Mark had about his iPad being snatched? He actually is going to the court case, and we're going to find out if the justice system really does work. What are you looking for this perpetrator?
Well,
I'm life.
I'm a witness. So it's really
but also
it's
a victim.
But it's the state against.
Oh, okay.
Against
well, what is
woman.
She up on? What kind of
grand larceny?
And that's what 90 to 5 years.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, even though
very
I'm Jewish.
Cool.
Okay.
And also, someone's having a birthday. I must say.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my birthday on Sunday.
Right. Oh, we're not going to be here.
No.
We're not going to.
Mike, that's the story of my life. When you have a birthday in August, no one's ever around.
Really?
Yeah. Right. So you don't, you know, and I'm a big birthday person, and you know, it just never happens. So.
Well,
yeah,
Mark.
That's the reward you get for parents who bang in December.
That's right.
And I was going to call you, but Sunday is my Sabbath.
Yeah. So. Okay. That's right. I respect
Buzz with the Jewish joke.
Will Eric call you?
Yeah, he usually does.
Hi, we'll this is your brother. Happy birthday from Black Gold.
Will Lowell Melser call you?
You know, Lowell often forgets dates, important dates, so
you know
he
what,
might.
What Lowell should do is he should do the old thing where he mentions you on the weathercast.
That's true.
That would be special.
That would be special.
And you know, if I had his number, which I probably
was
don't,
it Big
I'd
Donald Bryan that used to say, there's a lot of weather down there and near Mike O'Mara's house.
It's the coolest thing. Only one time did he do it where there were people standing around the TV at a party that I was having. Uh-huh. It was so cool.
And you didn't know
and
he was going
to
do it.
A little low-pressure system might cause a shower or two right over Mike O'Mara's house right down there in Annapolis.
Is he still alive?
Brian, no, he's a fighter.
I know he is.
Don has passed.
God, that might stop with the violin. Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Audio Vault right after this. Mike O'Mara here along with Oscar Santana.
Salutations.
We are looking forward to seeing you in Beantown. That's right, Boston, Massachusetts, on Friday night, August 5th, right after the Red Sox-Yankees game. We're going to be at
Cleary's in Back Bay.
Cleary's in Back Bay. Be there or be square. We look forward to seeing you, all the fans of the Mike O'Mara Show, all the fans of the Big O and Duke Show, and, of course, RJ Raymond, Super Stud Diaz. Listen, if you know people in Massachusetts, if you know people in New Hampshire, if you know people in Connecticut, in Maine, in Vermont, you New Englanders, we want to see you. We want to get as many people out there to Cleary's in Back Bay as we can for a meet and greet with the Mike O'Mara Show cast. We look forward to seeing you there.
That's 10 p.m. August 5th. Again, 10 p.m. August 5th. We'll see you then.
Cleary's in Back Bay.
Thank you, fellas. Cleary's Bar and Restaurant is at 113 Dartmouth Street, right between Chandler and Columbus, in the Back Bay neighborhood of Boston, Massachusetts. They accept all major credit cards, and they are wheelchair accessible.
Oh, hey, you got that last little deal there. What do you think, Oscar? How many are we looking for Friday night?
I would say at least 30.
At least 30. That's going to be a good time.
That's nice.
See you there. This Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg. Ginzy. It's your very own fun factory. It's jewelry of all kinds. It's little works of art that you create yourself.
Right.
Don't buy something a million other people get. If you need an object or dream up an object, contact MC Ginsburg. Visit mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination.
I finally saw that 3D printer. I thought Rob was lying.
Telling the truth?
There's a 3D printer out there. It's amazing.
Really?
It's absolutely amazing.
And it can make your dreams come true.
I called, actually, Ginsburg. He's working on a new project for me. It's a Mark Ronick hood ornament for my car. Such tiny glasses.
That'll look good on the Chrysler.
Really. And it could be today.
So intricate.
It could be today that it's good.
So you're getting your car back?
Do you know what's holding it up after 6 weeks? A taillight.
Really?
They're still waiting on
the
taillight. They
screwed up the parts people screwed up, right? Mm-hmm. Getting the right parts to you.
So I'm a little sour. I'm a little bitter towards that now. I'd like to get the automobile back.
Yeah, especially before you have to leave. You like to take that down with Mina Menashe.
I would love Amina Menashe, Wisconsin.
Very
that's
good.
Her name.
Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, August 5th. I'm sorry, 4th, 2011.
You love top 40 records, don't you, Mike?
Oh, I sure do.
Which is why someone had the trend now is auto-tuning. Everyone loves auto-tuning.
Oh, a lot of that.
That's a little too much of that.
But you're going to like this. Mm-hmm. What they did is they took Oscar's neighbor, Donald.
Really?
And they auto-tuned him and made a record.
Let's listen.
All right. Get ready, America.
Ola Horn, I am Don. Oscar's friend and neighbor. Don, Oscar's friend and neighbor. Next door. Next door.
Wish the audio quality was better.
Ola Horn, I am Don. Oscar's friend and neighbor. Don.
Okay, that sucks.
You don't like that?
That sucks.
But I thought it's going to be a big hit.
The fact that somebody went out of his way. You know what Donald told me?
What?
Donald,
take your pants off.
No, he stopped me in the hall.
Why don't you come in and have a Kool-Aid and we can have some anal?
Donald always catches me when I come back from working out.
Of course he does.
I have my shirt off at all times.
Oh, God. Hello there.
Why don't you come in? I'll give you a Nestle's Quick, and perhaps we could have a massage.
Oscar, I see how you have your shirt off. I had a horrible accident. I spilled a large bottle of baby oil on the tile. Could you get down on all fours and help me wipe it up?
Oscar, I see you're done working out. Would you like to come into my apartment? We could practice yoga together. Or maybe play Twister.
How far can you put your elbow behind your head?
I'm tapping out. All right.
Thank you. What else do you have, Rob?
There was a great moment. Not only was it awkward, but it's like a battle of strangulated voices. Al Sharpton, he has a television show, apparently. I didn't realize this.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it had Pat Buchanan on. Pat Buchanan used a bad choice of words when referring to our president. But check out just the way their voices are.
Okay.
These are two people that love just being tense.
Okay. And you got your senators fighting for their lives up there trying to raise taxes on everybody that's making more than $200,000 a year. I'll take that fight any day. And let me tell you, your boy, Barack Obama, caved in on it in 2010. And he'll cave in on it again.
My what? My president, Barack Obama, what did you say?
He's your boy in the ring.
No, he's nobody's boy. He's your president, and he's our president, and that's what y'all are going to get through your head. And maybe there was, you know, there was a strategy when I was a younger man. I was never nobody's boy. But when I was a younger man, there was a strategy by a great champion named Muhammad Ali. When you're facing an imbalanced opponent, and you can't outpunch them because they got 61 extra votes, you rope-a-dope them.
Does that just sound like two people that are going to have headaches for the rest of their life?
A little tense.
But you know what? Can I just, can I say this? And I certainly, I believe, and we've talked about it before, that Pat Buchanan comment, yes, it's using the wrong words, but it's also there. It's right under the surface.
Of course,
guys,
I would never
like that,
dream
an old
of
Irish Catholic guy,
my
you know.
Boy,
right? Yeah. You know, your boy. Yeah. Come on, douche.
Ugly, ugly really. Stuff. Good news though, Mike. Ted Nugent is playing music again.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I know he's got a special coming up. It might be Palladia or the HD Network. He's going to do a concert, and there is just a wonderful series of promos they're running. In this one, he describes what he feels like about France. Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman.
Yeah, and a known, like, ultra-conservative.
And a nutcase, talking about France.
Maybe someone in here can offer upon on this tape the greatest rock song that ever came out of France. Impossible! Sheep can't play rock and roll! It's against the law! I wake up every morning in my life and I realize everything I do is illegal in France. Every word I utter, every choice I make, every freedom I exercise, every gun I load and unload, every muskrat that I trap, every venison purity that I consume and share with my fellow Americans, everything I do is illegal in France and Illinois.
Man's nuts.
If he's just going to sing, I'm going to miss that.
You can't grill it till you kill
Interesting how he threw Illinois in there. He must have had a bad experience in
that
Illinois.
I don't understand.
Well,
at
he's
all.
Got, I think it's an actual hunting issue in Illinois.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, where for half of the state, if I'm not mistaken, Buzz, it's separated that there's, you can only, the overall population, I think, of deer in that state is just so over the top that he's always
a lot of places.
He's always working to extend the hunting season.
I get
so, so and he's a big hunter. So
I would think Illinois would be a great place to hunt deer. You know,
and, I don't want to be in any state where Ted Nugent.
My backyard is.
He
a good
scares
place
me a little bit.
He is scary. I saw him on with Anthony Bourdain one time, and he was you know, they had a meeting.
He tried
of the
to
mines.
Kill and eat Anthony Bourdain. Now, Mike, I know you're as excited as I am that Rise of the Planet of the Apes comes out this weekend.
I will tell you that I've watched some of the trailers, and although it is you know, my favorite kind of movie, CGI laden, I still you know, they've made the apes scary enough.
Oh yeah,
where I'm kind of intrigued.
Well, I think you're gonna like. Have you heard I got a clip. This is exclusive audio from the new movie. I think it's really gonna suck you
up. Oh my God, I'm back. I'm home all the time. We finally, really did it. You maniac! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! Damn you all to hell!
There's a little bit of acting going on there.
What was the movie? Was it Wayne's World, where one of the greatest comedy scenes, they're doing a regular scene and said, and Mike Myers comes into the frame and says, hold on, we need a real actor.
and they brought Charlton Heston.
Yes, I think it was.
Oh my God, that was so damn funny. The greatest over actor in the history of film.
And I have to, since it's coming out and it's time, I want to play. Do you remember the episode of The Simpsons where Troy McClure tried to resurrect his career by doing a musical version of Planet of the Apes?
No.
Oh, you've not. Oh, no. You're gonna love this. Then okay. Two songs. This song is called From Chimpanzee to Chimpanzee.
Okay.
Oh, no. The human's about to escape.
Get your paws off me, you dirty ape!
He can talk.
He can talk. He can talk. He can talk. He can talk. He can talk. He can talk.
I can sing.
Oh, help me, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Oh, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
What's wrong with me?
I think you're crazy.
Want a second opinion?
You're also lazy.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
I want to see that.
Dr. Zaius.
Okay, I jumped the gun. Here is the actual closing number for the musical Planet of the Apes.
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. No, you'll never make a monkey out of me.
Troy McClure.
He is the best.
Oh my God, I was wrong. It was Earth all along. You finally made a monkey.
Yes, we finally made a monkey.
Yes, you finally made a monkey out of me.
So I hope that the new movie is at least as good as the Troy McClure musical.
Sure. Very good, Rob.
This is my thought. And I want to close with one more.
One actually, more.
Two brief ones here. Two,
any more Troy McClure, and I would start to leave the room.
No, no more Troy McClure. That's for right. You, Mike. Mm-hmm. Just trying to gauge your mood. That's why we're moving on.
Okay.
Channel
that
6.
Sucked.
Yeah, I almost passed out.
That totally sucked.
Really?
You love The Simpsons.
Were you
Simpsons,
hammered?
Simpsons is a cartoon.
It is.
Cartoon doesn't necessarily translate, but that's right. Okay. Yeah, love they can't all be home runs.
Love Phil Hartman's voice. Though.
I know.
I'm sorry.
We missed yesterday's Audio Vault was awesome.
Let's run that one again.
He's wow. Ready. You know what, Oscar? You were really funny yesterday, too.
Oscar's attempting to piss everybody off today before we get
or
out
was
here.
It Monday? I just remember it was a past show that I really enjoyed your work. This comes from a Channel 6. The reporter is doing a gun control story, and he's doing his rap at the end.
Okay.
In a shooting range.
Oh, wow.
And he doesn't really have the gating right on his microphone.
Okay.
So he's doing this on live television. This is the audio that went out.
Now, and here at the range.
That was it. He was
I'm
talking,
here at the range.
And that's I'm here at the range.
There we go.
That's your magic audio vault.
That's the audio vault. Yay. All right, way to go out on a whimper. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back with Buzz and the news right after this. So I'm kidding. You hit home runs all
no, look at him. He's mad.
We'll take a break.
On today of all days, Mike, Jerry.
I know, he's having a bad day.
Wouldn't it be nice if you were appreciated by your coworkers?
Yeah. Welcome back to MichaelMarinShow.com. I can only joke like that because of the body of your work is so stellar.
That's true.
Round of applause for Rob Spiewak.
Easily done.
Because the body of your work is so stellar. You're going to give me an aneurysm.
Scowling.
Don't
scowling
look
boy.
At me like that. I will
have a nice
it.
Trip. And you know what? Go Red Sox.
Let's get the news. It's time for an update on the news. With Buzz, who's he going to say F you to next? Let's go.
You never know. Stick around.
All right, here we go. Take it away, Buzz.
We are brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Still one of the best ways to support our show. We know you have choices, but when you think of Amazon, think of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you for shopping Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And thank you also to Dan Slater, who wrote us about his 9-year-old soccer-playing son, who checked the Adidas website. They checked the store. They couldn't find the kids' shoes in the sizes they needed. They went to Amazon through our website, found the shoes. Now the whole family loves us, including the 9-year-old boy.
We are very proud cool. to be associated with Amazon.
Good absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, Congress finally... Oh, by the way, before I begin with the regular news, we had some breaking news just before the show. The report of a possible gunman on the Virginia Tech campus.
Very scary.
That's where the shooting went down a couple of years ago, 2007 actually at this point, that left 33 people dead. Some kids, three kids who were on campus for a summer camp, spotted a man near the dining hall with what they thought was a handgun under a cloth. Nobody's actually seen a gun. They did lock down the campus, but it's now over 2 hours since that report was made, and it appears that there is no gunman. It looks clear, but as far as we know, there's been no further update. So as far as we know, they're still on watch at the Virginia Tech campus.
Because of that location, you can understand the concern that they have down there.
Well, now, in the meantime, Congress finally stopped fighting, raised the debt limit, and left town, but the stink remains. A new survey shows that most of us disapprove of the debt deal and that most of us doubt there will be any less government spending. The Rasmussen Report's poll shows that 53% of us disapprove of the debt ceiling agreement, 22% like it, 26% aren't sure. President Obama, by the way, was giving Republicans their props at a fundraiser in Chicago last night, quoting him, "I give the other side credit. They are single-minded in their focus in wanting to cut programs and shrink government." He did not mean that in an insulting way. Obama told supporters that the other side is at least half right here. He told progressives that he wants them to understand that the deficit cannot be ignored, even if they stick to their principles of being their brother's keepers.
And I think it's great he took the time out to have a birthday party for himself.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I think it's really good.
I'm ready. I can't wait. I'm going to run into the election booth on 2012. I truly am. And you know what? I'm not saying that I'm ready for the man at the top to be replaced, because to be honest with you, it's got to be somebody better.
What's your alternative?
And I'm not really sure that we're going to have a better alternative. We'll see. But as far as every congressman, I'm going to go in, and whoever the guy is that's in there.
No incumbents.
I'm absolutely no one. And you know what? That's a wonderful. How about a no incumbent? How about we do a
no incumbent party?
The no incumbent party.
That's right.
That's a wonderful thing.
Michael Mara for president.
There might be. Yeah.
What? You'd have roughly the same commute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because D.C. is about as far away as the edge, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah, you can still stay here, but still go into work once
in
a while.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like to do the podcast in the White House.
Of course you would.
We'd have plenty of room.
Yeah.
You'd like to do in the Treasury is where you're going.
What about Congress?
The East Room. It'll be fun.
Congressman O'Mara.
Yeah, I don't think so. My cousin Teddy ran for Congress. We lost. Yeah.
That's right.
A lesson for us all. Mm-hmm. But as we said, the stink.
Thank you, both.
The stink remains also because the lawmakers left town, leaving the FAA partially unfunded, which leaves tens of thousands of people out of work and causes the government to lose over $1 billion in uncollected taxes. It's a reminder of just how much everything stinks right now, with the airlines pocketing the money that would have been collected as taxes. The airlines are being asked to stop doing this, but they're not likely to go along, partly because the airline industry has already lost $440 million just in the first 6 months of this year.
Oscar, why don't you stop? Have the peanuts. You got them out.
Go ahead.
I realize they make noise.
No, this is
a limited amount of congressmen that are doing this on the Republican side for basically union busting. They're working for Delta Airlines, and Delta Airlines doesn't want this union to take hold of their airline. Right. So this is why they're doing this with the FAA. That's the dispute.
Delta saved a lot of money by turning off the air conditioning.
Yeah, great airline. I'll never fly Delta.
I will never again the rest of my life.
Thank you. No, Mark, that's one sponsorship we don't need.
Okay.
Thank you.
He just heard his feelings. Reluctantly.
He thinks they're all potentials.
I know.
He still thinks they are.
He wants to turn them around. He wants them to buy time, and he wants to improve their service.
Well, exactly. I'll never fly Delta unless they are the cheapest option.
That is honest and fair.
Very good.
Chris Hansen's days may be numbered at Dateline NBC. Hansen, who made a name for himself trapping pedophiles, was recently revealed to have a mistress as well as a wife. And today, there's a report he stepped out on both the wife and the mistress with a stripper from Las Vegas who's an aspiring country singer.
The brass of certain people. I mean, the fact that you're living your life doing this for a living.
I know.
You're exposing sexual deviance for a living.
A bad choice for
and
him.
And, you know, and so what he did, I mean, God, there are guys that have had mistresses and mistresses
sure, right,
on mistresses.
Right, we don't.
But the fact is, this is a guy that's on television
it that always
busting people for sexually inappropriate behavior. It's just amazing.
Have a seat over there.
He must be a big fan of country music to make this happen.
I know. Unbelievable.
And that brings us to our final story from the home office in Florida, where police are looking for suspects in a bizarre kidnapping and robbery case from Tuesday night. Four men in ski masks ambushed a couple sitting in a pickup truck in Hialeah. The robbers then drove the man and his girlfriend to the man's house in Miami, where they gathered up all the cash and jewelry. That's also where the robbers tied up the man and his girlfriend and the man's kids and the man's wife. The robbers made it a point to introduce the victim's girlfriend to his wife.
Mrs. Hansen?
So at least the kidnappers are well-mannered.
There we go.
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Florida. That's it. We got to get out of here. And I want to remind you, we've got a great bonus show coming up tomorrow.
The bonus show is the $25,000 pyramid.
And it requires your participation.
Right.
So if you have a moment to call us on the phone, stick around. We'll be on the air with that in about a half hour.
Yeah. Very good. Looking forward to that. Our show today was brought to you by iConfidential.com. Your lockbox in the sky, iConfidential.com. You heard Oscar. He used it. It's wonderful. It's invaluable, and you can just retrieve all of your major documents, your photos, anything that's of value to you that you would normally keep on a hard disk or in some sort of safe or strong box. You can do it on your smartphone, and it can be retrievable at any time. For only $7.95 a month, you get 30 days free with the code TMOS. We love iConfidential.com. We know you will, too. Click there out on our website. That's it for all these guys. We got to roll, and we will be back 1 week with a regular show. 1 week, August 15th. That's a Monday. Enjoy it. Great, incredibly well-put-together best-of segments next week on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You bet.